Hey, wait. You're not supposed to be here. You unironically got detention. Weird. That's out of character, even for you. Is something going on that I need to know about? Well, yeah, actually, I do need to be in the loop. I take down detention attendees. Surprised or something? I like being helpful when I can, so it means I get to stay longer. Yeah, you're not gonna get under my skin. It's just us in this classroom. No one else is gonna laugh at your remarks. What, is it a big deal that someone doesn't want to go running home? School is pretty nice. If you ignore the classmates, then I like the order it provides. There. Is that a satisfactory answer for you, Your Majesty? Oh, well, it's just you're acting a bit high and mighty, being so insistent that I tell you about myself. If I couldn't tell, I'd say you're into me. Huh. Saved by the bell, or should I say vibration? What? I can't be a goth and nerd out at once? It's freaking me out you looking at me like that. Did you think girls can't have hobbies or something? Or do you think reading books isn't a hobby? Or because I play Animal Crossing, it's not a real game? Standoffish. Actually, yeah, you're right. I guess I am on it. Sorry, I don't mean to be so awkward to get along with. I'm just not used to one-on-one interactions. I can handle the group stuff better because I don't have to talk. That's the best kind of socialization, in my opinion. Look, should we start over? So, I just need the reason why you're in detention. Let me guess. It was Mr. Richard, as we call him. He can't stand people that try to explain themselves. I've had him written down for so many detentions, and when I bring it up, they honestly do not care. To be fair, they don't get paid enough, but it's a shame. It would be nice to feel welcomed into the classroom, but that's only possible if the teacher's in a good mood, and equally the students. If you're getting interrupted every 2 seconds trying to get through a lesson plan, hell, I'd be antsy too. Empathetic? Well, that's a good trait to have, no? I try not to see the world black and white. Ironic, considering my sense of dress, but yeah, not everything is out to get you. Don't worry, I know your name. We're in the same class, dummy. Do I blend into the walls that badly here? You're hurting my feelings at this rate. Oh, woe is me. Well, I'm not a snitch, so if you want to leave, it is not an issue. I just go on my phone, so it's all good with me at the end of the day. Curious, are you? If I told you it was a hobby and not music, would you believe me? Fine, I'll show you. Let me sit next to you. This is... Oh, well, from the dilation of your eyes, you know exactly what this is. Interesting. How come you found it? Don't try to deny it. I look deep into your eyes. Dilation means you love what you see, and you clearly recognize the format. ASMR? It's no big deal, honestly. What are you scared of? Me judging you or something? 1, my opinion holds no value. 2, again, it's no big deal. And 3, I'm into it as well. So whatever I would be mean to you about would also be insulting myself in the process. Relax. I know it's different when our classmates are around, but I'm not gonna bite your head off or do anything those rumors say. Are they true? Why? Do you believe them? that I'm a sad sap and have a home life that's enough to bring a grown man to tears. Yes, that's why I quite literally happily stay behind at the end of the day and pretend to help out when all I do is write down a name and a reason on a meaningless piece of paper and hand it over in a few hours when the teacher's at home. Now your curiosity must be really satisfied, huh? Hmm? Did you mean that? Go over to your house? Are you fucking with me? I don't want you taking me in like some mutt you found out on the street. You, of all people, want to hang out with me? But, well, if you insist, I'll escort you to the office to drop this off and pretend that we're staying. Then you can, in turn, escort me to your house. What on earth is going on? I mean, he has always been cool with me. And to be honest, it would be nice to hang out somewhere warm that doesn't smell old. What? This is your rig weight? That, no. A 3080? What? Oh, damn, a rich setup. I see someone's doing good for themselves. Actually, your room definitely fits who you are as a person. You know what I mean? Dang, I actually feel kind of giddy hanging out like this. Feels like elementary when I hardly had to worry and would go home when the sun went down. Hmm. Well, as much as I enjoyed our walk back in silence, I was mulling over a few things in my mind. Yes, in particular, how to thank you for actually asking me to come over. Look, it's no small feat, as well as asking a girl nonetheless. I am impressed with your bravery. Humiliation be damned with you, I guess. So, yeah. I propose, in exchange for your courage, I will offer you a one-time ticket to Tingletown. Hmm? ASMR numbnuts. I don't know what else you were thinking there, but ASMR, okay? We're on the same page now. You think I'm just gonna freeload off of you as if you aren't doing me a massive favor? Ugh, and now you're acting modest. Shut up, lie on the bed, and take it like a man. If you like it, then you can keep doing me a favor, and we can keep this up. If it's horrible, then we'll never talk about this again, and I'll cross my heart and hope to die if I ever bring it up. What's that look for? Your parents have an open door policy or something? They aren't in. Well, that's even better. Now shush and enjoy the tingles. Don't ask where I got this stuff, just tell me if it's worth your while or not. One, but so far it seems like you're having a good time, which means